when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you happy to be here on Sunday morning? And it's such a joy that Jesus died and rose again. And because he rose again, you too will one day rise again. It's like you fail an exam, then write it again. How many have failed before and written again? The first failure, you went down. But when you write again, and then you pass, overcome, now you are going up. You will go up again. I said, you will go up again. And this morning, it's such a joy to be here for Resurrection Sunday. I believe that God will speak to us and give us guidance for the second half of this year, because this is half the year and the year is moving on. Let us pray. And Father, thank you so very, very much for this gathering of your people right here in this place. This gathering is unto you. Take the high place. Be exalted in our midst. Rule and reign. Speak to each of us and cause us to be guided along the path you choose. Bless us just because we came. Thank you so, so very much. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said, amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated. This morning, Resurrection Sunday, it is most appropriate that we talk about resurrection. Don't you think so? Or you don't think so? It is most appropriate to talk about resurrection and to understand what it is and its significance to us. And I believe that as we get this knowledge, your life will change and you'll begin to live a resurrection life. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. Some of you, I don't know whether we charge to say amen. Can I have a very good amen? But look, amen is free. There's plenty more where it came from. Be gentle, be generous, be kind, and share the amen liberally. Can I have another amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5 and verse 22. This is Jesus. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him, he begged him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. How many have a daughter or a son? Can I see your hand? Have a daughter or a son? Yes, so you understand the man's... Oh, I didn't see the hand. The rest of you, you guess on one day why. Your own is coming. But you can understand the man's pain and desperation. My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, I beg you, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. The man was truly desperate. I mean, really, really desperate. And he came all the way from somewhere to find Jesus. And thank God, Jesus always says yes. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. There was a crowd just around Jesus, like a star. I mean, when these guys come. Always people want to be around to see what is going on. Verse 35. And while he yet spake, there came from the ruler's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further?" Tell somebody, what a shame. You know, you didn't say it well. What a shame. Tell them, what a shock. I mean, this is the thing you were afraid of. What you were hoping would not happen has just happened. And the daughter you are trying to save. How many will be very heartbroken? You'll be very, I mean, you'll be so weak in your heart that, oh, the girl I'm trying to save, I couldn't save her. And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, you know, it's very important, this scripture here. They were not talking to Jesus. They were talking to the man. And they're telling the man that don't bother the master any further. It's over. It's too late. Forget it. There's no point in bringing him here. It is over. It's done. She's dead. Let's just pack up, bury her, and continue our lives. And they were not talking to Jesus. They were talking to Jairus. But Jesus heard what they were saying. You know, Jesus hears your prayer. Are you here this morning? Jesus hears things that you are saying. That's why, no, tell neighbor, my neighbor, don't grumble. Oh, you didn't say it. Tell me, don't grumble. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, don't be grumbling and saying things in your house. Church is too hard and tight. Why are you paying tight? What's this? Tell your neighbor, hey, be careful, oh. Please tell your neighbor, be careful, oh. You are in your house. The pastor is not there. But Jesus is hearing what you are saying to your friend. Sometimes we grumble about things in church. And even worse to unbelievers. Jesus heard what they were saying. And he didn't keep quiet. He said to the ruler of the synagogue, don't be afraid. Don't tell somebody, don't be afraid. No, he didn't say it, but tell them, don't be afraid. Just believe. Believe what? Believe what you want. I said, believe what you want. As we sit here in this room this morning, somebody wants a car, somebody wants a job, somebody wants a house, somebody wants a wife, somebody wants a husband, somebody wants a baby, somebody wants money. Ask your neighbor, what do you want? Please tap your neighbor and ask him, what do you want? Is it in the list above or yours is outside the list? It's outside the list. How many are in the list I mentioned? All the list. But you can't want husband and wife at the same time. It's not possible. You can only have some. But you see, Jesus heard the guy and said, don't be afraid. Just believe. The thing you are looking for, believe it. Believe it. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen this morning. I didn't hear a good amen this morning. Look, tell me about the amen. I didn't think we pay for it. But you are confusing me. Tap your neighbor. You are confusing me this morning. I thought amen was just something that comes from you naturally. But it's coming so reluctantly. Say amen. Amen. And I said, what you believe, you will get it. I said, what you believe. You know, the truth is, many of us, we don't believe properly. You don't believe. You say things, you desire things, but here, how many want a car? Can I see your hand? You want a car. How many have driving license? You see the unbelievers who want a car, and when you want a car, what will you do with it? Park it at your area. Tell somebody, useless confession, you want a car, you don't have driving. Tap your neighbor, tell them, useless confession.
You want a car and you don't have driving license. Ask him, what's the use? It's like you go and buy Coca-Cola and you have diabetes. What's the use of going to buy it? You can't drink it. Amen. That's why this morning onwards, tell your neighbor, don't be afraid. You know, you can't talk to anybody and looking at me. It doesn't work like that. Do you understand? You can't talk to anybody and looking at me as if you don't like your neighbor. Are you quarreling? Are you fighting? Have you insulted him in your head? Then look at the Bible and tell him, don't be afraid. Only believe. The believe, you didn't say it well. Only believe. And Jesus said, no problem. Follow me. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. Listen carefully this morning. Some things you believe, don't tell some people who don't believe. They'll disappoint, they'll discourage you. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Some things that you believe, don't tell some people who don't believe. They will discourage you. They will make you unsure whether it is possible or not. Because ask anybody, you, how can you buy a car? Look, ask anybody, how can you buy a car? You, tap anybody, ask him, you are sitting here in this church. You don't have a job. Your salary is about 1,000 cedis. Where, from there where? From there where you buy a car and you can't drive to? Yeah. School fees cry are struggling. And you want to go and buy a car. Tell anybody, stop joking. You're also saying it. You're also saying it. Do you see how a friend can, even here in church, they are making you look silly for trying to believe for a car? Just now, in church. Because how many want a car? See, their hands are finishing, they're changing. Raise your hand properly. How many want a car? Yes. Yes. Only believe. Those who didn't raise their car, didn't raise their hand, God didn't see. Yeah. Know who to talk to about certain things. Some people, don't mention your wedding to them. You didn't say amen. Amen. Some people, don't tell them you are planning to travel. Yeah, say, oh, I want to go to London and go. Hey, just keep it in your pockets. Hallelujah. Jesus said, no one should follow me except Peter, James, and John. The rest of you, when you come, as you are there in the room and I'm going to raise that girl, you'll be chewing gum. We'll see. We'll see what will happen. Is she getting up? Is she getting up? Has she moved? They are bringing unbelief. They are making you doubt what God is about to do in your life. And you see, listen carefully, the thing that you are trying to do, it is either impossible or impossible. The girl is dead. The girl is dead. And you are going to bring people to come and do what? And there's no doctor too among those you are calling. Two fishermen and a carpenter. What can they do to raise? I mean, what can they do to bring the girl back to life? Fishermen and a carpenter. Tell somebody, when you are sick, will you go to the beach? Will you go to the carpentry at Longa Junction, the carpentry shop? That's what they had. Fishermen and a carpenter. You don't want some people around you when you are in trouble. And they came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult, the confusion, the wailing and the crying. Them that wept and wailed greatly. It's very painful when a child dies. You cry even more than you cry for grown-ups. When a grown-up has died, you say, at least he has chopped life small. It's okay. Let him go and rest. Maybe cry, he was a bad man. When a child passes, we say, oh, an innocent child. Oh, he didn't get to see life. Oh, what a shame. It's more painful. It's not the case. It's much more painful when a child passes away. And we have everybody, even those who don't know him or her, feel the pain. And they were all crying. Verse 39. And when he was coming, Jesus, he said unto them, why are you making this fuss? Why are you so upset? Why are you so disturbed at the problems ahead of you? Why do you think that the fees, the rent, the money for the hospital, why do you think that it won't come? Ask your neighbor, why are you so disturbed? Please ask your neighbor, why are you so upset? I mean, what is wrong? What is it? What is it? Amen. I mean, Jesus said, look, as he came into the courtyard of the house, and they were crying and wailing, and everybody was just holding their head, holding their waist, holding their stomach, somewhere lying down, somewhere sitting down, all were crying. Jesus said, what was all this? What is the big problem that you are facing? Ask your neighbor, what is your big problem? What is, no, please tell him, what is your big problem? No husband. Ask him, no husband, no wife, no job, no child. Please tap your neighbor or hold the dress, hold him. I mean, shake your neighbor and ask him, what is your problem? What's known that you can't sleep at night? What can make you lie down depressed in your room? You can't get up in the morning. Amen. Your amen has come again. Amen. Amen. Please ask your neighbor, what is making you depressed? Hold the dress of your neighbor and shake the person and ask him, look, confess this morning. Is it that nobody has proposed? You don't have money. Your ATM is empty. You are looking for a baby. You are 37 years old and not married. Please shake your neighbor and ask him what cry. Oh, you're not shaking the neighbor. What is it? What is it? Why you feel life has passed you by? You feel you are left behind. You feel that jobs, people are traveling, and you, all your attempts to travel don't work. Jesus asked them, what's the problem? And then look at what he said. The girl is not dead, but sleeping. Hey, the girl is not dead, but sleeping. Dead and sleeping can look the same. Dead, sleeping, coma, unconscious, they can look the same. Tell somebody, your case may look bad, but it is not bad. Please add your finger to your words, to the nose of your neighbor. To the nose of your neighbor. The case may look bad, but it's not as bad as you think. You think she is dead, but she is asleep. And look at this. And they laughed him to scorn. They said, you don't know. They think she is dead. You don't know. Look, Pastor Man, you are theoretical. I am 37. I don't know anybody. When am I going to marry and have a child? Pastor Man, I didn't finish school. I don't have a certificate. How am I going to get a good job? Pastor Man, you know how the economy is going. Dollar is going up. CD is going down. Profit is going out the window. We are just sitting here struggling. Pastor Man, you don't know. You are in your own world. You don't understand reality. You don't understand reality. You are in some artificial world. You are in God, everything, God, this, God, that. Tell neighbor, say, Pastor Man, he doesn't understand things. Tell neighbor, tap him on the shoulder. Pastor Man, you don't understand things. You are just standing at the pulpit shouting, God will do, God will do. Tell him nonsense. You don't know how I'm suffering here. No, tell neighbor, nonsense. This is what you say in your room. Isn't this what you are saying in your room? Say it in your room and come and say it here openly. You don't know. When you say, I should bring offering. Offering. I should bring money for offering. Do you know how I'm eating? Do you know this morning where the money came from? I had to go and empty the meal tin under my bed. The last money. Today is 20 what? 31st. I wasn't paid this whole month. And the money finished on the 17th. On the 17th, I'll be surviving. To today, 31st. Do you know how I'm eating? I should bring offering. Tell you nonsense, Pastor Man. You don't know what you're talking about. And they were telling Jesus, Jesus, you say the girl is dead. You're not serious, Jesus. You don't know what you're talking about. This girl, she's dead. We are the undertakers. We are the washers of dead bodies. We are the grandmothers. We are the people who know these things. The girl, she is dead. And they said, Jesus, don't come and bring us theoretical encouragement. Tell somebody, don't come and say things just for fun. Oh, tell anybody, don't come and talk like that. And they laughed him to scorn. You don't know what you are saying. You are just saying something. I should bring offering. Do you know, last night, do you know what I ate? Do you know what my plans are for today? Today, I'm hoping that my friends will come to church and buy me something. Do you know how I'm going to go home this evening? As we are here, people have all kinds of lined up issues. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. I didn't hear a good amen. And they said, you are saying that the girl is not dead. As if, ask your neighbor, do I look foolish? Ask your neighbor. Do I look, no, please turn and ask your neighbor, do I look like a fool? Do I look like a child? Do I look like I don't know what life is? Can't I count money? Can't I subtract 900 minus 899? Can't I subtract to know it's equal to one CD left? Do you think I didn't go to school? I know. But Jesus said, look, everybody out. Everybody out. And then what did he do? The three he came with. Then the father of the girl and the mother. Why these two? Because these two are the two I know who genuinely care and wish the girl alive. These two. I mean, some people come to funeral and they are not coming to cry one cry. Do you cry one cry? No, one tear. They are looking for what beer are you serving? The takeaway, is it chicken or fish? As the jollof or fried rice. As they've come to your funeral, they didn't come to cry. They are looking and say, did Joe come? Did Joe come? Where is Joe? I don't see her. Which Adjoa? The fair girl. Where is she? You have come to a funeral asking for the fair girl. Tell somebody, you crazy. You have gone for the funeral and you are saying, hey, that girl, her shoe. Look at the heels. I'm sure by 7 inches, eh? Hey, I'm sure 7 inches. No, six. No. This one made in Italy. No, made in Taiwan. You have gone to a funeral and you are looking at people's dressing. And Jesus said, some of you who are here, you are crying. Your cries are artificial crocodile tears. I don't know where crocodile tears come from. Do they cry, crocodiles? I don't know. You have come to just pretend something. And he said, out. I don't need you in my life. Amen. Tell your neighbor, my life is hard enough without more trouble from people who are coming to discourage me. Tell your neighbor, my life is hard enough. I don't need people to tell me I can't do well. Already now I'm struggling. Already now I'm lagging behind. I can see others are going to London and I'm still here. And my visa applications 3 times all came back the same. And I should, no, say so. I can see some are doing well. I don't need you to come and tell me how difficult it is. I know. And that is why he said, everybody out. And listen to me. Many of us, your biggest problem. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Many of us, your biggest problem is that you don't have good friends. You don't have good friends who encourage you to hold on to your faith and believe God. When you are trying to look for a husband, you are complaining about marriage, you say, Charlie, consider Azikiza. Consider him. Consider who? Look at his name. Look at Azikiza. What kind of boy is called Azikiza? He will Azikiza you in your marriage. But because nobody has come, they will say, consider. You have friends who are ready and willing to do unbeliever things to survive. Yeah, become quiet now. You have friends who are willing to give bribes. When the guy says, let me squeeze more, and you say no, they say, allow him, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Only one pair. These are your friends. He said, no, everybody out. Everybody out. Ask your neighbor. Where, top your neighbor, ask him, I have to ask you this question. Please type your neighbor. Tell them this question. I have to ask you this question. This is the question. Where do you hurry to after church? Who is there that is more Christian than those who are here? Tell them you are hurrying to your unbeliever world. You are hurrying to go and meet your old friends who don't pray. You are hurrying to join your others who are chief gossips and football fanatics who have girlfriends on the side. Where your Christian friends, your good friends, your Peter, James, and John, they are here. They are only three. They are only three and they are here. When you hurry out of this place and you go back to the well, it's the others who don't believe. It's those who are able to consider what other way can we get this guy to look at you. Number one, open your breast. Number two, drop your skirt. Number three, lift your slit up higher. Number four, when you're walking, shake. Shake more than shake. Shake. Number five, when you're walking past him, brush. You're getting advice. They will never... Type your neighbor, ask him, how many friends have ever told you in a problem, let's pray? Please ask your neighbor. Type your neighbor for me, please. I beg you. How many of your friends have ever told you in a problem, whatever it is, school, exam, boy, girl, child, sickness, they have ever said, let us pray? How many? You find that there's even minus. Because those friends do not believe at all. And Jesus, I don't want you around. I don't need... Your presence is detrimental to what I'm trying to do. Your presence is negative. It's making it more... Already it's hard. And your presence is making it more difficult. I'm coming to raise a dead girl. And as I'm raising a dead girl, then you are there. Charlie, it's not working. Oh. Charlie, listen, it's not working. Oh. The girl, she didn't move. Oh. She didn't move. Charlie, I said, about Jesus, you're hot. Oh. That's the person there with you when you are sweating. That's the person there with you. You are trying to do the impossible, and they are reminding you how impossible it is. I don't know why you're quiet this morning. Say, Jesus is risen. Say, God is God. Just encourage the atmosphere a bit. Put your hands together. He said out. Only the girl's father and mother, people I know for sure, tell somebody you have too few good friends. When I say good, I mean Christian friends. I mean believer friends. A friend who doesn't bet. Yes, that's age. A friend who has no pornography on his phone. A friend who says, come in, he says, come and see. Come and see. You can go and see. You shout, hey, where did you get it from? Is it Korean? Is it Chinese? Is it Japanese? Which kind of pornography is this? Where is it from? That's the friend you have. That's the friend you have. You have a friend who tells you, Charlie, that poor has come. Oh, one young man called his daddy. Daddy, the apple has come. It's in the classroom. Should I look? Thank God for children who ask silly questions. Thank God. He called his father. Daddy, the apple is in the classroom. Should I look? What will you tell your son? It's in the classroom, the classmate you are writing the exam with are looking. Should I look? Look some. You see the bad Christians who are going to show you how look some. He said, don't look. He said, they are all looking. Father said, don't look. Don't look. If you look, where is your Christianity? If you look, where is your faith in God? Don't look. And he didn't look. And you know what? They passed, he passed. Yeah. But your past, you can tell that my past is a real, your past is fake. Your past is cheating past. From today onwards, I will never respect you again. This is your AAAA. I know it's Sanquas. Yeah. Tell somebody, these are the friends you have. Tap anybody. These are the friends you have. No. You're not saying, you see, it's, Christ is dead. You are not sure whether you are there or dead. Shake your neighbor and say, wake up and understand that these are the friends you have. And then he cast them all out of the room. And then he entered in where the girl was lying. And he took the girl by the hand and said, Talitha Kumi. Which means, little girl, I say unto you, arise. Listen to me this morning. The surprising thing is that when it comes to very so-called impossible, very difficult situations that we face as Christians, I'm speaking to Christians, as Christians in our lives, the solution is not as complicated as you think. It's not some, if you brought a juju man into the room to raise that girl, do you know what he will do? He will come with a talisman, he will have his waist beads on, he will have a jingle, he will have candles, then he will say, hey, shaka! Whoosh! Hey, that's how, for how many minutes? He'll be dancing around for 30 minutes to raise the girl. Then he'll bring some crocodile skin, put it on her head, bring lizard's tooth, put it at her feet. Look, to raise a fetish, to raise a dead body, it will not be a simple process. That is why, tell anybody, anything complex is suspicious. Anything complex, anything that is, yeah, you have to do many steps. It's dubious and suspicious. Jesus just came into the room and he just took the girl by the hand and said, little girl, arise. Today, all you need to change your life situation is to believe and hear those words from Jesus, little girl, little boy, arise. Amen. You didn't see an amen. Amen. Today, that's what you need to hear. Little girl, little boy. Tell somebody you are a little girl. Hey, tell somebody you are a little boy. You don't know much. Arise. And what happened after that? She rose. Amen. What happened after that? Straight away, the damsel arose and walked, for she was of age 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them strictly that no one should know, and that they should give her something to eat. Hallelujah. Today, your life is going to change. Because Jesus rose, you too, what is not working will begin to work in your life. Amen. 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 Resurrection. What is it? Number one, It is a sign of grace. Great grace. What is grace? Grace is something being done for you that you can't do for yourself. Amen. That's grace. You can't open a door. Somebody opens it for you. Somebody is helping you. Grace is the help that God gives us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. And listen to this. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress. For Christ's sake, when I am weak, then am I strong. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when you are weak, when you are not strong, that is when he can show his power. Hallelujah. So any trouble you have is a chance. It's a chance for you to see the power of God. Anytime you are in trouble, it is God able to rise up and show you that I can do whatever it is that you need. And that's why resurrection is the highest level of grace. Because when you are dead, you are weakest. When you are dead, even to breathe, you can't breathe. Even to blink, you can't blink. When you are dead, you can't even spit. You can't even drool. Can you drool when you are dead? No. When you are dead, there is nothing. You are so weak, you can't even lift your own hand. No part of your body works. That is when you are dead, resurrection now comes. And God will show that his power is able to make a dead man rise. That is the highest grace. At your weakest, Christ is strongest. If he can help you in your weakest states, tell him, but what again do you need? What can't he do? What can't he do for you? If at your worst, the exam you are least ready for, the one you are fooled around the most, you pray and God helps you pass and get a B. How much more when you have learned hard? Don't say, I won't pray. Don't say, I won't pray. That's another foolishness. But when he has helped you, when you are least ready, when you have prayed, oh yes, he will help you. Hallelujah. Resurrection is a great show of grace that God can help you in your weakest states. When you are weak, never let your troubles, look, never make them feel that they are insurmountable. There's nothing I can do again. Oh yes, there's a way out. What did Jesus tell the Father? Don't be afraid, just believe. Tell your neighbor, don't be afraid. Just believe. That's it. Don't be afraid. The most fearful thing, look, the most fearful thing we have for us is death. Yeah, is death. The most fearful thing. And Jesus, having conquered death, you are free. You need to understand that death has been conquered. I remember I used to drive from Tamale to Accra several times, alone. I'll be driving. I used to think, what will happen if my car breaks down and I'm alone at night? What will happen? I said, hey, it will be bad though. I may die on the road or something. Do you know what happened? One night, it happened. Yeah, it happened. My car broke down in the night between Nkoko and somewhere. In the night. And I just parked there. I said, hey, today be today. The thing I feared has come. I just sat there. Within 2 minutes, a man came, helped me my car. Then I was on the move again. Do you know what I said? I will never fear breakdown at night again. I've seen some before. What happened? Nothing. I just got up and went on my way again. Tell your neighbor, whatever you fear, it's not as dangerous as you think it is, but Jesus will lift you out of it. I didn't hear a good amen. Tell your neighbor, you are afraid. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What is it? What has made you so petrified, so apprehensive, so anxious? What has made you unable to swallow saliva? What has made you tense? That thing. I see Jesus coming to deliver you out of it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's a small thing for him. Hallelujah. When you are weak, he is strong. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Jesus, Jesus is God because nobody can save himself. He is the only one who is able to save himself. John chapter 10. You don't understand? John chapter 10, verse 17. Therefore does my Father love me. Why? Because I lay down my life that I might take it again. 18. No man. Remember this scripture. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. Remember, Jesus dismissed the spirit. Remember, he said, I can come down off the cross if I wish. I can call 12 legions of angels right now if I wish, but I won't. I can escape this cross. I can walk on water. I can stop the storm. Can't I kill all these men? I can, but I won't. But I lay it down of myself, and mark these words. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. Jesus, if he can save himself, he can certainly save you. He can certainly lift of your condition wherever you find yourself. Whatever difficulty, whatever challenge, whatever place you find yourself, Jesus can lift you out of it. I said he can lift you out of it. No matter where you are. And he said, this commandment have I received of my Father. He can lift you out. Hallelujah. And the resurrection. The resurrection. You see, when Jesus resurrected, Jesus is a case study. He's a template of what happens to a resurrected body. And when he came up out of the dead, first of all, he came back in a new body, because the old body had died. So he came up in a new body, and that new body is not the same as the old body. Are you listening? That new body he had, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Hallelujah. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Hallelujah. So listen to this. Jesus's body, when he died and rose again, while he was alive, he never appeared in a room suddenly. He did many, many wonderful things. It is true. But it is only after he died that suddenly one day he appeared in the room with the disciples. It's not that he opened the door. He just appeared. John 20 and verse 19. The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. What happened next? He showed them his hands and his sides, and they were glad. He didn't come to their door. The doors were locked, and the windows too. He appeared in a new body. In the new body, he could do all these things. Amen. This morning, salvation gives you also a new body. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature, a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When you come in Christ, you change. I said you change. And what happens is that you have a new body. Listen, your old body is a sinful body. How many agree with me? Your old body, this body you had before that, hey, how many were sinners? You were sinners. You raise your hand, you'll be there. The sin will come back and catch you again. How many were into bad things? Into bad things. How many did bad things? Not once, not twice, not three times, but you did it. Can I see your hand? And sometimes too, you enjoyed it. Can I see those people too? You enjoyed it. And you are even at that time hoping for more of the same. True or not true? And how many have a lingering suspicion that you like those things still? If they came your way, you are not sure what you will do. Can I have those people's hand too? You have a lingering suspicion that if those former likable sins pass by again, you may, by mistake, go there again. By mistake. By deliberate mistake. Deliberate mistake. Go there again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Romans chapter 7. What resurrection, the grace of resurrection, what it does to us. Romans 7:21. I find then a law that I would do, that when I would do good, evil is present in me. How many have seen a very nice Christian girl, then a bad thought flashed to your mind? Can I see your hand? You are a Christian boy, then a bad thought flashed to your mind. Can I look? Well, you are here. A bad thought. Those who don't raise their hands, I don't know what they are thinking. Yeah. What is Paul saying? For I delight in the law of God after the inward man inside me. Somehow I love God. That's how it is. Inside me, somehow. God knows I love him. I mean, I'm trying to do good. I am trying to do my best. I know. But verse 23, but I see another law in my members. Where are your members? Your hand, your feet, your penis, your members. Another law is at work. It's at work there. It's working there. Another law. Look, it is warring. Do you know warring? Do you know warring? It is warring, fighting. I don't know why you are shouting. Erection at the wrong time. At the wrong time. In the wrong place. Bringing me into captivity. I couldn't help myself. Bringing me into captivity. I couldn't help myself. That's what it means to have a war in your body. Bringing me to the law of sin. And what did Paul say? Oh, wretched man. How many sometimes feel sorry for yourself? Actually, what kind of person am I? Why do I love a man who is married? I mean, why? The man, he has a wife, he has a daughter almost my age. Still, why? I mean, why am I following him? I mean, why? I mean, this man, the girl can beat me, his daughter can beat me. And what am I doing here? I mean, oh, wretched girl, wretched boy that I am. Okay, pornography, I've stopped. I won't watch again. I won't watch again. No, no more. No more. Okay, last one. Last one. Look, how many meant last one? When you said last one, you meant it. You meant it. Last one. I meant it. Last one. After tonight, I'll delete it all and throw it away. Last one. Then you delete it. Then you research again. Then you bring it back again. Go and find bigmama.com. Go and find it. Wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Then he said, thank God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for resurrection. Thank God for resurrection. If there was no resurrection, if Jesus Christ couldn't get a new body, get a new spirit, if he was still the same, we are doomed. But thank God that Jesus rose up from the dead. And so now, with my mind, I serve God. With my heart and my mind, I serve God. Thank God for resurrection. That he has come to make bad things, impossible things, become possible. What is dead will come to life. Oh yes. Oh yes. And you, dead things in you or around you will come back to life. They will come back to life. I don't know what it is. I don't know what difficulty you find most impossible. Stopping sin, changing your lifestyle. I don't know what it is, but I have good news for you. Thank God for Easter. Thank God for Jesus. Because after today, whatever it is most difficult, it shall be possible. It shall be possible. Just cast some people out, change some friends, stay in the good company. It will be possible. It will be possible. You'll be amazed. I used to think many years ago, how will I buy a brand new car? I mean, how will I buy a brand new car? As for home second hand, all prices from 10,000 to 100,000, you can buy one. You want a car, you have 10,000 cedis. I can take you to somewhere. You can buy an old taxi, just spray it black and then give it to you. You can get a car. Even cry, you want a minibus, I can take you somewhere, buy an old truck, GY, you can get it. It will work for you. Buy a car. I wasn't worried about buying a car. I knew I'd buy a car. And I was thinking, how will I ever buy a brand new car? And I was driving my old secondhand cars. I was driving them happily, very comfortably, driving them. And I was just wondering, a brand new car, you're looking at how many $1,000 and something. And it's like, well, I don't know where it will come from, but by the grace of God, it will. I didn't know how. Then I remember how it came. I remember that impossible task, that superhuman task of how to get a brand new car, that I'm the first driver. When it comes to me, mileage is 43 from Tema to my house. That is what I was looking at. I remember the day it happened. I was sitting at a meeting where we're discussing the work of God, not cars. We're discussing how to win souls, how to plant churches, how to do more. And I was there trying to see how I have planted churches, how to plant. Car was the last thing on my mind. Car was the last thing. And as I sat there in the meeting, then the prophet was preaching. He said, oh yes. And I've bought Patrick a brand new car. Just how many words? I've bought Patrick a brand new car. Seven words. And then as I sat there, the meeting ended in my head. I didn't hear anymore after that. But seven words in a meeting, and then suddenly a brand new Land Cruiser came, brought to me. Collect. Utiasi, collect. Collect. Under 100 kilometers. What you think is so difficult and so big a problem, and I have no idea how to do it. Little girl, arise. Arise. It's very simple when the master is involved. How to marry, how to get, it's very simple. Just follow. Just stay on the course you are. That we are here. Church, I cannot tell you enough. Church, God, Jesus, that's the key. Oh, yes. Yes. Little girl, arise. I remember one day I was at Unity Hall. I think it was third year or something here. I was going to bath. And I was going to, we had those big windows, big mirrors in the bathroom. Yeah. I was going to bath. And as I was going, I had a towel around my waist. Because it was only boys, no girls at that time. Now they've made it mixed hall. I don't know, but it's okay. I'm out. I had a towel on my waist and I was going to bath. And when I passed the mirror, I stopped. Then I saw myself. I could see my ribs in the mirror. I said, "You, this man, who will marry you?" I said, "Ah, look at your ribs. You don't have body. Look at Leslie. Look at other people who are here. And you are just walking like that. I can't count. 1, 2, 3, 7 ribs here, 7 ribs here. What?" And the clavicle. And I said, "Who will marry you?" And I said, "Oh Lord, help me. Help me. Look, you're laughing at me today." I had no idea. I said, "Nobody likes." So I went to Pajo to the gym. I tried. Oh, I tried. 3 weeks, I died. I couldn't. After 2 weeks, I was walking. I couldn't. I said, no, I'll die. They'll kill me. So I said, this is my portion. I can't put on weight. This is my portion. I'll be there. Some girl, be somebody. Thank God that I'm married for 34 years or 30-something years. I don't know how many years. 87. Calculate for me. 87. July 87. 37 years. Are you sure? Hey! I'm married though. Yeah. What you thought was very difficult, what you yourself had no solution, the father had no solution. He said, "Let's call Jesus. Call somebody." And you see, that almost difficult, impossible thing, when the master arrives, it looks so incredibly easy. You wonder, how did I miss it? But it's because he's the master and not you. He's the son of God and not you. He could raise himself. You can't. That is why he can save you and you can't save you. And I'm so happy that you are here this Easter Sunday morning, because you're going to rise up again. Oh, yes, you rise up again. I'm sure of that. You rise up again. After wondering how I would marry, then one day I said, my boys are growing. And I was thinking, what kind of wives are they going to marry? Because all kinds of troubles are in the world. Believe me, it was almost too easy. Pew, Nikki married. Pew, Ashong married. Pew, Kofi married. Almost too easy. Almost so when they say marriage is a problem, then you wonder why. What's the problem? Married. They married easily. Because the master said, "Little girl, arise. I lift you out of your situation that seems so difficult. It will be solved. It will be made as nothing. There's no incantations, talisman, bring blood sacrifice to lift you out of that difficult place. Nothing. Just a word. Just a word from the Father. Arise. But what did he say? He said, don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. I've gone to write some exam. The day before the exam, I remember I was in my room. It was something, I've forgotten what it was. I was in my room in the night. Then suddenly, my stomach began to run. Hey, I went to the toilet. I came back. I sat down. After 10 minutes, again, I said, hey, what is this? Do you know what it was? Fear for my paper the next day. Fear. I was running because I wasn't ready. I had fooled around too much. I said, oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Jesus says, do not be afraid. Just believe. This morning, I tell you the same thing. Don't be afraid. Just believe. As you believe, he will lift you out of any place you find yourself and set you on a rock. You'll be amazed. Stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. Today is Easter Sunday. Throw away the program. We are here. I want you to pray a prayer this morning, just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Whatever it is that you really want, and that seems so hard for you, whatever it is, today, I want you to give it to the master. The man came, Jairus, he came to Jesus and said, come and help me. My little girl is at the point of death. My little girl is about to die. There's no hope. I can't see. This morning, whatever you have that is distressing you, whatever it is that is making you anxious, robbing you of your joy and your happiness, whatever it is that you feel that this one, I have prayed and prayed and prayed, but nothing has changed. Whatever it is that to you is now becoming too late. This morning, for just 5 minutes, give it to the Lord. I want us to pray. You see, listen, wait. When I say pray, I want you to open your mouth and pray. In your house, with your room, you can't shout because they'll come and carry you away. But here, in this church, you are free to pray. I want you to lift your mouth, lift your voice, lift your hands and pray. Tell God, oh God. And you see, if what you are about to pray for is so sensitive, politically sensitive, you can't mention it. No problem. Shanda Bakataya. God understands. God knows your secret language. He gave it to you. He knows exactly what you are saying. Maybe your friend can't hear. It's too personal. It concerns you. No one knows. Doesn't matter at all. This morning, God will hear it. And today, Resurrection Sunday, I'm praying for a miracle. I'm praying for miracles to happen in your life. As something will change your life. In the name of Jesus, sir. Something will change your life. This morning, for just a few minutes, lift your voice and pray. Lord, help me. Lord, change me. Help me. Rabandidi. Kikatayate. Basaya. Whatever it is that you are looking for. Whatever it is that you need. Whatever it is that you want. That is pressing. That is pressing. That is pressing on your heart, in your life. Be it money. Be it a person. Be it a child. Be it a job. Be it a travel. Be it a sickness. Whatever it is that is not working. Today, it will begin to work. Today is changing. The arrival of the master. The arrival of the master makes all the difference. Maybe you have lost hope. It's at the point of dying. At the point of giving up. At the point of losing hope. I'm single. I have no child. I will not marry. I will not get a breakthrough. I will not travel. You are at the point where you are about to give up. Not now. Not now. Not now. No, 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 no. In the name of Jesus, don't be afraid. Only believe. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Rama Kataya. And the master said, little girl, arise up. May you rise up to a success story. May you rise up to a job. May you rise up to a transfer. May you rise up to your promotion. May you rise up to your wedding. Let the healing in your body, let the desire in your heart, let the want, whatever it is, Lord, answer you. Lord, answer you. God, answer you. Whatever it is, this morning, the impossible shall be made possible. The impossible shall be made possible. Your restoration, it shall come. Your promotion, it shall come. That relationship, it shall be healed. That job, it shall come. That degree, you will get it. Bakateya dede, Rambakata. I cannot hear you at all. Lift your right hand this morning. Lift your right hand this morning. Yampe dada, kase kataya, rambo kataya. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. Me now, I know. It's impossible. But this morning, the master said, don't be afraid. Only believe. The master said, don't be afraid. Only believe. It shall happen. It shall come to pass. Before your very eyes. Before your very eyes. This thing. You will see it. You will walk in it. You will eat it. You will wear it. You will live it. You will have it. Back it higher. Back it higher. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Your desire is coming. Your needs are, they are met. Rabede, kasoka taya. Rabede, ayaka, baketaya. Rabede, heya. Raboka sende, raboka tede. Ede kasaya, bako sende. Eba katili ande. Lord, do a miracle. Miracles, miracles. What of miracles are gonna happen? Because the greatest miracle has been done. The greatest miracle of all. The most serious, the wildest, the most serious, greatest miracle. Your salvation has been done. All the rest, they are coming along. They are coming along. All the rest, they are coming along. Whatever it is, it shall be done for you. It shall be done for you. Shall be done for you. It shall be done for you. It shall be done for you. Whatever it is, whatever it is, all those unbelievers, all those discouragers, naysayers, doomsayers, all those who declare our end, all those who declare that it is over, all those who can foresee our failure. Oh, yes, Lord. Dismiss all of them, oh God. Dismiss all of them, oh God. Out of my life. Out of my circumstances. Out of my situation. All those who come and say it's not possible. Who come and say that they can see my end. It will be as my parents. As those of old. They can see that I'm not going anywhere near. But I'm going to just do the same thing. Lord, not them. No longer. No longer. But this morning, there's a new message. There's a new message. It is done. It is finished. 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 It is done. It shall be. It shall be as you desire. It shall be as you expect. It shall be as you want. It shall be given to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, my prayer this morning, do a miracle in our lives. Do a miracle by a simple word. Little girl, arise. Do a miracle in our lives. Things we thought were too far gone. Things we have given because we can't see a way out. Things that have confused us and left us wondering, should I accept it? Let there be a new season in our lives. Let there be a new season where we see these things happen right before our eyes. Lord, thank you. Thank you so very much that you are doing something impossible. I hear impossible made possible. Impossible made possible. Let that impossible thing. I hear impossible. Let that impossible thing become possible right before our eyes. Let it happen, oh God. Let it happen. Let it unfold. And Lord, let us have a testimony that you have done it for us. Thank you for your word. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Let fear leave us. And let faith arise that the Master is here. Thank you, Lord, for a great salvation, the greatest miracle. And thank you for a great blessing of impossible made possible. Give us a testimony and give us a song to sing of how good our God is. Thank you so very, very much. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen. This morning, want to bow your heads when I close your eyes. You're here. Jesus is able to do the most impossible things. But it begins with knowing him as Lord and Savior. This morning you are here. You have never prayed, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. Maybe you are in church, you have been coming for many, many years. You have done your best. But you have never prayed this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and take over. Maybe you have been in church for many years. You have forgotten, did I ever pray? Did I come? I don't remember. But you must know your birthday. So if you are here this morning and you have never prayed this prayer, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and take over. Do me a favor and lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. You have never prayed this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Wherever you are, just lift your right hand right now. Thank you, my sister. I see your hand. Anybody else? You have never prayed this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Just thank you. Listen, with your hand raised, do me a favor and come to me. Come to me, my brother, my sister, come to me. Come right now. I want to pray with you that that prayer will fulfill all righteousness. Will fulfill all righteousness. Please clap for them. Oh, please clap for them. It's a great step. It's a great step. Oh, clap for them as they are coming. Oh, another one is coming. Just before I pray with them, you are here this morning and you are not sure. Maybe it comes there sometimes, but you are not sure when you die, you are going to heaven. If you are here like that, wherever you are, you to do me a favor and give me a wave. It comes once in a while. You are not sure where you are going when you die. You really want to go to heaven, but once in a while, it hits you that, hey, am I going to heaven? Am I sure? Wherever you are, you too, just give me a wave with the right hand. I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you right now. You are here. It hits you once in a while. I'm not sure. Then you say, oh, it's okay. I'm in church. I'm doing my best. But the thought comes to you. I'm not sure where I'm going if I should die. And you are here this morning. Wherever you are, just your right hand. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to pray with my sister, my brother, right here. I want us all to pray this prayer. Let it be from your hearts. Let it be a sincere desire of yours. And my sister, my brother, please pray after me. Dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins, all the bad things that I've ever done. Wash them away by your sacrifice on Calvary Cross. Change my heart Give me a new heart, one that will follow you and serve you all my days. Prepare a place for me in heaven by your side, and write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, today I accept you into my life as Savior. You have become my Lord, my Master, and my best friend. And I am born again. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Devil, I will serve you no longer. From today, I belong to Jesus. And Lord, thank you for this great salvation that has been manifested here. Thank you for grace, great grace that came from heaven to find us. And today, Easter Sunday, we will walk in it for the rest of our days. Bless us. Bless our going and our coming and all that we do. Thank you so, so very much for my brother and my sister. May we forever abide in your presence as one family. In Jesus' name, amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed.
He called me back.